Should kids be taking fake news 101? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino in for Molly Wood. From politics to COVID, we have a big problem with false information on the internet. There's been a lot of discussion about what platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube can do to stop it from spreading, or if the government should step in to regulate those spaces. But there's been less focus on the skills users need to sort through it all, skills that aren't necessarily taught, at least in a formal way, in the U.S. education system. Helen Lee Buig is trying to change that. She's the founder and president of the Reboot Foundation, which teaches critical thinking skills to combat fake news, because she says we're just not inclined to second-guess information when it's flooding our social media feeds.
It's actually just natural human reaction to not to want to seek challenging views. And then the second point, there have been studies already conducted that if you are pounded by lies about the information over time, you actually do start believing it. So the combination of the two obviously really make it very difficult for people to think out of the box.
These kinds of skills aren't necessarily regularly taught as part of our, you know, curriculum in U.S. education. So if it's not a formal part of the curriculum, do you have recommendations for parents or teachers as they talk with students?
When we're teaching science or math, too often in schools, we just give the facts and getting to the answer. But actually, the different types of experiences and different models and how you get to different answers, that kind of exercise in and of itself helps people understand their own way of thinking. So it's very, very important for children, especially of younger age, that parents sit with their children in terms of which websites they go to and challenge what they're reading, because this is a skill that can be taught, but it's not something that we're innate.
And you've pointed out that in the U.S., you know, even when it comes to students writing papers, they don't necessarily, you know, have to provide the counter argument, something that is a little different where you're based in France, right?
Absolutely. If French students write a paper without what they call antithesis, so it's a counter argument, it's not a passing grade. But if you think about the logic behind that, the best way to improve your argument and actually hone in on your own convictions and the way you write a paper is by thinking about opposing views and counter arguments that will help you better refine your own thinking. So by looking at counter arguments, you're actually doing more metacognition also, which is obviously thinking about your own thinking, which is so important for critical thinking.
The people who come to you to use these tools are often teachers and parents, but also, interestingly, police forces. Do you have different strategies for reaching an adult audience like this? Adults, I assume, may be less flexible in their thinking compared to kids.
You mentioned the police force. Yes, I was personally surprised when we had requests come in via our website from different organizations as such, including, for example, doctors' organizations as well. Because today, in this faster moving economy and environment, predictable analysis is much more difficult. And even look at this COVID crisis for businesses alone. How do you react when you've never imagined or planned an event where you might have to completely shut down your factory? So rethinking your business to address companies in a COVID period. Same thing with police force or armies. They are requiring their communities to do more critical thinking as well, because with terrorist attacks and, you know, in a more complex environment, you can't really rely on just the basic way of thinking. And hence, for adults especially, the key tools for becoming critical thinking is 1, questioning assumptions, to reasoning through logic and not just opinion and emotions. And 3, seeking out diversity of thought.
Ellen Lee Buig is the founder and president of the Reboot Foundation. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.